This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Finally, a tire that lets you go green and save green. Now through April 30th, buy 4 select fuel-efficient Bridgestone Ecopia or Eco Product tires, and you could receive a $70 American Express reward card by mail. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Terms and conditions apply to American Express reward cards. Certain limitations apply, including monthly fee of $2 beginning in month 7 after activation. Visit BridgestoneTire.com/promotion for complete terms and cardholder agreement. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.05. That's up 1.5. July wheat trading at 7.08¾, up a penny. May corn now trading at 6.62¾, down a half. July corn trading at 6.40, down 3/4. May soybeans trading at 14.15¼, up 3¾. July beans trading at 13.76¾, that's up 1.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 7.03½, up 9¾. July wheat ended at 7.07¾, up 8½. September wheat ended at 7.13½, up 7¾. May corn yesterday ended the day at 6.63¼, up 16½. July corn ended at 6.40¾, up 12¾. September corn ended at 5.66¼, up 9½. May soybeans yesterday ended the day at 14.11½, up 16½. July beans ended at 13.75¼, up 19¼. August beans ended at 13.28¼, up 14. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.01¾, up 80. July meal, $396, up 65. August meal, $380.10, up 40. May soybean oil yesterday ended the day at $48.98, up 80. July oil, $49.07, up 71. August oil, $49.02, up 65. May oats yesterday ended the day at $374¾, up 6¼. July oats ended at $366¼, up 4¾. And right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is John Ray with the Illinois Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Tuesday afternoon. Stronger outside markets, lower energy values, and weather forecasts that point to slow planting progress combined to drive prices higher. Planting progress reported at 2% complete, well below expectations, and the normal progress of 7% complete. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 15 to 17 cents higher at 665 to 673. Soybeans are up 14 to 18 cents at 1417 to 1435. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 9 to 16 cents higher at 664 to 678. Soybeans are 15 to 20 cents stronger at 1428 to 1445. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 10 to 17 cents higher at 644 to 688. Soybeans were mostly 14 to 17 cents stronger at 1431 to 1444. Wheat was up 7 to 11 cents at 695 to 712. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain In northern and western Illinois, fall shell corn bids were quoted at 503 to 518. Fall delivery soybean contracts were offered at 1177 to 1189. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 510 to 523. Fall delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1185 to 1206. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 506 up to 526. Fall delivery soybean contracts at 1186 to 1204. And June-July delivery soft wheat contracts were quoted at 678 up to 709. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9.5 to 16.5 cents higher at 1445 to 1477. The basis was down 7 to unchanged at 34 to 65 cents over the May. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered $8 per ton higher at 1430 to 42630. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 8.5 to 14.5 cents higher at 683 to 688, with the basis down 2 to 8 cents at 20 to 25 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 12.5 to 14.5 cents higher at 678 to 683, with a basis of 15 to 20 over the May. The soybeans were 11.5 to 16.5 cents higher at 1451.5 to 1461.5, with the basis down 5 to unchanged at 40 to 50 over the May. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 16 to 17 cents higher at 675 to 688. These elevators raised their soybean bids 16 to 17 cents, with quotations at 1459 to 1464. Soft wheat's up 10 cents at 723 to 724. Milo closed 7 cents higher at 633 to 634. This is John Ray reporting.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from yesterday, May hogs ended the day at 86.80 up 52. For June, 89.02 up 42. July hogs, 89.30 up 57. April cattle yesterday ended the day at 125.37 up 32. June cattle, 120.45 up 62. August cattle, 120.97 up 57. April feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 136.95 up 35. May feeders 140.05 up a quarter. August feeders 146.47 up a dime. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gelts on a carcass basis traded 76 cents lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 66 to 76, with a weighted average carcass price of $73.99. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $2 lower, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were bringing 40 to 46, the 4 to 5 weights 47 to 52, the 5 to 550 weights 50 to 53, and 550 and up were 53 to 54. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points traded a dollar lower, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 47 to 54, with a few up to 57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,935 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville opening report for April 16th, they had receipts of 294 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 123 to 127, choice slaughter Holstein steers 109 to 119, and choice slaughter heifers 123 to 126.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at 200 and heifers on a dress basis at 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 422 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $82.89, which was 31 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $190.45, which was 56 cents higher, and select carcasses were at $183.93, which was 2 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, which compared to 124,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000, which compared to 415,000 last week and 413,000 a year ago. Now from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay report for April 15th, they had receipts of 1,411 bales. Starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, we're trading for $5.25 to $8.10. Large squares, $115 to $125. Good quality small squares at $4.50. The large squares at $60 to $85. And alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares traded for $5 to $6 with good quality small squares at $3 to $4.50 with the large rounds at $102.50 to $120. Alfalfa clover premium quality small squares sold for $6.75. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares were $6.50 to $7.75. Good quality small squares at $4.50. Orchard grass good quality small squares sold from $2.25 to $4, and mixed grass good quality small squares from $2.50 to $4.50, with the large squares at $55 and the large rounds at $55 to $90. Wheat straw good quality small squares traded at $4. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.77, up $1. For block cheese, $1.87, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.75¾, down $1. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $17.64, 3 cents higher than Monday. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.68. For May, $6.76. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.60. And for May, $6.68. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.38. And for May, $14.17. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.93. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again. Corn at Greenfield, $6.68. Corn at Scottville, $6.60. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.38. Wheat at Scottville, $6.93. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. At this time, Color Radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area, but there may be some scattered light rain or drizzle around mid-Illinois, undetectable on radar at this time. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
For today, cloudy and warmer with showers likely, high temperatures in the low 70s with southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies with occasional showers, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Thursday, a flash flood watch is in effect. It will be cloudy and windy with showers likely, high temperatures in the low 70s. The extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy and colder, low temperatures in the mid-30s, highs in the mid-50s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watcher Robin Troder of Jerseyville, a half inch of rain, an inch and 9/10 recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, an inch and 7/10 recorded by Rich Henry of Staunton, 7/10 of an inch of rain here at the Weather Center over the past 24 hours. Right now, the temperature under cloudy skies, 47 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, here's our weekly Illinois Crop Condition Report. We join Mark Schleusner of the Department of Agriculture.
Last week was almost 3 degrees warmer than usual for this time of year, and quite a bit wetter than normal as well. The statewide average temperature for the week was 2.9 degrees above normal. Only the two northernmost districts had below normal temperatures for the week. The other seven districts were up to 5 degrees above normal. Rainfall was above normal across the state. Northern areas averaged 1 to 2 inches of rain above the norm, while southern areas were typically about 1/4 inch above normal. As a result of last week's rain, soil moisture supplies increased in Illinois. Topsoil moisture is currently rated 1% very short, 4% short, 70% adequate, and 25% surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies are rated 4% very short, 17% short, 75% adequate, and 4% surplus. Only 1.5 days were suitable for field work last week. Primarily, producers spent time preparing equipment and tending livestock. Some time was used to apply anhydrous ammonia and also to do some limited planting of corn and oats. However, cold and wet soils are slowing planting progress across the state. The state has reached 1% complete on corn planting, compared to 38% last year and 12% normally. Oats planting has reached 26% complete, compared to 93% last year and 57% for the five-year average. The winter wheat crop is rated as 3% in very poor to poor condition, 20% in fair condition, and 77% good to excellent. Pasture conditions are improving and are currently rated as 10% very poor to poor, 32% fair, and 58% good to excellent. This has been Mark Schleusner with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
In other farm news, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network recently talked to Effingham County producer Phil Hartke, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Today, more with Phil Hartke from Effingham County. Phil is a farmer and the County Fair Board president. We pick up our conversation with Phil as he tells us more about their county fair. Your association with the county fair, current president of the Effingham County Fair Board. Talk about that work.
Effingham Fair has been a very successful fair, a lot of community support. We have a tremendous 4-H program in our county, about 400 kids involved in 4-H. We have about 70 families that camp out at the fair throughout the whole week of the fair. So they're out there all week, which affords us the opportunity to offer breakfast at our fairgrounds. And I keep telling people we're successful in Effingham County because we do 50 people at a time. There may only be 50 people that are interested in a cattle show, but that's 50 people. There might be only 50 people come to a llama show, but that's 50 people. It might be only 50 people that comes to a pigtail contest, but you take those 50 and these 50, well, pretty soon you got a great fair. So we've got a 8-day fair, runs from August the 2nd to the 10th this year. Tractor pulls, a wide variety of entertainment, and we're real successful in getting 50 people at a time, and many times more than 50. But yeah, it's a great fair. Total attendance for the week is usually 33 to 35,000 people.
And don't you think that with the county fair system, it's sort of, you know, taken for granted, but that is such a great educational process and always has been for agriculture education.
Yes, definitely. Effingham Fair, I proposed about 6 years ago now that we, instead of having a sand pile out at the fair, we have a corn pile. So we put what is representative of 150 bushel, which is one acre of average production in Effingham County, and we let the kids play in the corn. And then I threw coins in the corn, little plastic coins, and they hunt through the corn looking for the coin. So we coined it Coin in the Corn. And they find the coin, bring it to the office, they get free stuffed animal or something. So the education part of that is it represents 150 bushel. It represents so many gallons of alcohol, ethanol produced from this corn, which still lets so many pounds of feed in the farm of DDGs. So we put a sign out at the corn pile educating the public as to how much value is raised out of a bushel of corn that can turn into ethanol, that can turn into feed, and how much feed can be produced. So that's the education part of the county fair. And it's also just a great social event for the county. Come meet your friends, come meet your neighbors, and talk about what's going on, not only in agriculture, but what goes on in the world. And Lord knows we need a lot of education what goes on in the world today.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, this county fair, your son, David, and I talked earlier, his start really came from his involvement with 4-H and on the farm there in your family farm.
Yes. All my kids were in 4-H. They showed mostly hogs, but they also did some electricity projects. They did some safety projects. So it's a total involvement of the kids in agriculture to get exposed to different things. I'm sure today many of the city kids can get involved in farm safety and tractor safety, and which is a great experience for young kids to go through 4-H and to come out to the fair, show your project, meet your other friends, see what other people are doing, and it's a great event. FEM seems to always come up with some new ideas. This year we're proposing a dodgeball tournament out at the fair. So it's something new that we're working on. I don't know how that's going to develop, but we're working on that this year.
And fill the dates again for this year's event?
This year's fair is August the 2nd through the 10th, and starts on Friday evening with a PPL tractor pull, which is a professional tractor pull out of Lucas Oil, sponsored by Lucas Oil out of Indianapolis. And then it ends Saturday evening with our demolition derby.
Phil Hartke, Effingham County Fair Board President. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
A few weeks ago, we talked to Kevin Runkle of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. They have a program that updates producers on the proper use of anhydrous and other materials. He gives us an update and tells us how the program can be accessed.
They can access it through our website, ifca.com, or the Illinois Farm Bureau's website. And I believe Illinois Corn Growers Association has it on their website, as well as AFBF, American Farm Bureau Federation.
And what do producers find when they get there?
It's an online anhydrous ammonia training program. It's a learning management system through our website. It's hosted through our website, and it's training on properties and characteristics of anhydrous ammonia, first aid procedures, emergency response procedures, what to do in the event you do have a reportable quantity release of anhydrous, and a safe hookup and transportation from field to field when hauling anhydrous ammonia nurse tanks.
Have you gotten any feedback about this program?
Yeah, we've had a lot of excellent feedback from users. We've had over 160 users use it so far. It's been up and running since February 20th.
And how much longer will it be available?
It'll be available and indefinitely. It'll be on our website. It'll be hosted until we are asked to remove it. But we're getting a lot of good feedback, so it's going to be up. It's available 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can train your family members, your hired hand employees, yourself. On anhydrous ammonia safety.
Will you have other workshops like this for other chemicals?
We do not, no. The only thing that we're doing right now is we're working with Lake and Land Community College to do a training program for ag students. It's called the Head Start Program. And we're going to offer training for them prior to going out into the workforce and going to work for an ag retail facility. So they'll have training in OSHA compliance, DOT, and EPA requirements before they go out to the workforce.
And that's kind of really hard to keep up with, isn't it? They change all the time, it seems like.
It's constantly changing, yeah. We're always modifying and updating our training programs.
That was Kevin Runkle of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. Some other notes in the news. The Illinois Beef Association has formed the Illinois Junior Beef Association with memberships available to those who are age 8 to 22. A kickoff event is planned for the state fair. For additional information, contact Jill Johnson at jill@illinoisbeef.com or phone 787-4280. Betsy Petch of Rural Lincoln has won the Honorary Holbert Award from the Department of Agriculture at Illinois State University. The award is the department's highest honor. Ms. Petch was one of the first women to teach high school agriculture and has been a role model and mentor to many women who have followed in her footsteps, according to a statement released by the department. She has spent the last 31 years teaching agriculture at Hartsburg-Emden High School. National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson says slow planting progress this early in the season is not cause for alarm. The cool, wet spring has delayed planting across much of the country, with the United States Department of Agriculture reporting just 2% of total corn acres planted by April 14th. That's 5 full percentage points behind the 5-year average. Last year at this time, 16% of the U.S. corn crop was already in the ground. But Ms. Johnson notes the severe drought that plagued much of the country damaged the overall crop. With many areas getting much-needed rain, she says a slight delay at this point could still produce an excellent crop, which will be buoyed by the near-record acreage farmers intend to plant to corn. As we close on this Wednesday morning, once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.05, that's up 1.5. July wheat trading at $7.50, up 3/4. May corn trading at 6.62, down 1.25. July corn trading at 6.39 1/4, down 1.5. May soybeans trading at 14.15 1/4, up 3 3/4. July beans trading at 13.76 1/2, up 1 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.